The deadline to mail in ballots for Baltimore's citywide primaries is next Tuesday. This week, WYPR is airing audio profiles of the major Democratic mayoral candidates. Today, we'll take a ride along with Brandon Scott, the city council president from Park Heights. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
It's late on a rainy Friday night, and Brandon Scott is driving around Brooklyn when all of a sudden he sees something that doesn't sit well with him.
When you have a city that was, look up here, I'll be damned.
Four police cars are sitting at a gas station in a neighborhood that has seen its fair share of crime. Scott pulls over, then dials a police district commander.
I just pulled up on 9th and Patapsco at the Marathon gas station down there. We got four units sitting there talking to each other. Not one. Yeah, not one, not two, not three, four. All right, thank you.
The city council president is on one of his night rides, donned with a face mask and Charles, his 14-year-old Yorkie, at his side. Scott ventures up and down city streets. He checks on 311 requests, problem corners, and everything in between, taking a log that he later sends to the heads of different agencies.
I started doing these nighttime rides in the city even before I was elected, when I was just a staffer. Because, when I worked in the Office of Neighborhoods, you get all these complaints about things that are happening in neighborhoods at night, and it's hard to actually, you can't see them.
Scott grew up in Park Heights, where he saw his first shooting before he turned 10. Now, he's Baltimore's city council president and is among the top mayoral candidates, according to WYPR's Democratic primary poll. The 36-year-old often says, statistically, he shouldn't be here.
I grew up in a neighborhood that was forgotten, where no elected official not named Elijah Cummings ever came. And we were left to fend for ourselves unless it was Preakness.
After former Mayor Catherine Pugh stepped down amid disgrace last year, the progressive was elected to his current position by his fellow council members. It took some persuading. Some of the old guard thought that it wasn't yet his time. Now he's trying to convince voters of the same thing. Scott was first elected as a council member at age 27. His campaign's platform is that he's a unicorn, someone with a decade worth of experience of navigating City Hall, and also someone with relative youth and the idealism required to bring real progressive change. That appeals to a lot of people. The city council president is the only major candidate with deep support from both Black and white voters. But with other top candidates decades older than him, Scott's youth has also become his naysayers' main criticism.
This is a strong mayor system. So the new mayor has enormous power. And that's where people would say, does he have enough experience to be that?
That's Roger Hartley, dean at the University of Baltimore's College of Public Affairs. Hartley also points out that former Mayor Martin O'Malley was the same age as Scott when he got elected, with less City Hall experience. Mark Steiner is a longtime Baltimore radio host who's covered local politicians for decades. He says Scott is unlike any other politician he's known because of his versatility and ability to connect with everyone.
Well, I saw him hang with guys on the corner and in the basketball court, and the next moment, the next breath, sit in a corporate boardroom and make the connection.
In Scott's view, he's the connector that Baltimore needs after multiple mayors stepped down amid scandal and a rotating door of police commissioners. He says because the last string of mayors have been unable to rise to the challenge of reducing crime and building bridges to impoverished communities, it's now his generation's time.
I am, like the citizens of Baltimore, so frustrated with mayor after mayor who's refused to do that I said, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to stop banging my head against the wall and actually put into place a structure and a vision where we can handle this stuff each and every day.
After driving around Southeast Baltimore and logging more problems, like a massive illegal dumping site, Scott loops back to the gas station at 9th and Patapsco, where those four police cars were sitting.
Well, look at there. Now there's just one.
Scott's satisfied that the other units are back to patrolling, but he doesn't dwell on it. He moves on to making more calls about other problems. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.